It was another day of mass demonstration in Washington, D.C. today, this time for the March for Life, an anti-abortion protest that's been held annually since 1974. APRN's Liz Ruskin waded through the crowd and found a contingent from Eagle River and the Catholic chaplain from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson.
Father Pete Pompasello stood in the shadow of the Washington Monument and looked over the crowd.
As you're looking at banners from all over the East Coast, Midwest. There's a group here from Scotland. We came in from Alaska. And it's just a sea of all these colors and everybody, you know, just trying to stay warm.
Much has been made of Washington crowd sizes lately. But Pompasello was, at that moment, just soaking it all in.
And how beautiful the symbolism behind us, this huge crowd right in the backyard of the White House.
There were hundreds, maybe thousands, of clergymen present, to judge by the callers. But Pompasello may have been the only priest who is also an active duty Army paratrooper. He's with the 501st Airborne at J-Bear. The change of administration has the anti-abortion movement cheering. Pompasello is optimistic, too, but he takes the long view.
This is going to go the way of slavery. It's going to be over. If not in their time, certainly in their kids' time, these high school kids, when they have kids.
With him were Ricky Shoup, the youth minister at St. Andrews in Eagle River, and five students. Eagle River mom Michelle Roth came as a chaperone.
It's really great to see the impact of the event for the kids, and it's inspirational.
Father Pompasello has attended about 18 of these annual marches up Constitution Avenue to the U.S. Supreme Court. He has his traditions, so as the small Alaska contingent walked with the crowd carrying state flags, the paratrooper priest led them in the rosary.
Death doesn't get the last word, so we go to the glorious mysteries. The first glorious mysteries.
Reporting from the National Mall, I'm Liz Ruskin.